Since 1986, the federal government has sent more than $4 billion to states for drug and violence prevention in schools. Now, the Bush administration says the program is ineffective, and advocates are fighting the administration's plan to make major cuts in the $760 million program. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
What does it mean to be angry? Coulter Weaver draws each letter of the word down the green chalkboard of his classroom.
And what I'd like for you to do is this. Create a poem based on your reactions to the word and begin each line with the letter given. Once you're done, share with those people in your group.
James Robinson Secondary is one of the largest high schools in one of Virginia's largest districts, Fairfax County. The students in this conflict resolution class serve as mediators between their squabbling classmates. Weaver says you have to be able to tap into your own anger to understand how others tick. For sophomore Jamie Lee, her poem is a litany of daily frustrations.
So, annoying people, not listening, greedy people, really mean, and yelling, anger.
Robinson is one of the top 20 schools in the state. It's more known for its students fighting to get into the best colleges than each other. But students in this class say, even here, the daily shuffle in their crowded hallways can lead to the occasional angry shove. Senior Dan Wilder says it's an easy topic to relate to.
Everybody feels, you know, some sort of anger. Like, it's natural, it's part of, like, you know, being a human. But a lot of people, I guess, just feel like the expectation to kind of, you know, to kind of hide it.
This class is funded through money from the Safe and Drug-Free Schools Law. So are other efforts at Robinson, from anti-bullying programs to substance abuse counseling. It's a federal grant system split between a small national program and a much larger state system. Each state awards the money to dozens of different little prevention initiatives based on school enrollment. But over the last few years, President Bush has been requesting more money for the national grants and less for the states. Now the president wants to cut the $437 million state program altogether.
What we have in many schools, and indeed not all schools, are the utilization of these dollars for programs which haven't proved effective.
William Modzelewski is an administrator at the Education Department in Washington. He says that at an average of $10 per student, the state system is a mile wide and an inch deep.
We want to move schools so they're using programs that are science-based, that are evidence-based, that have outcomes which basically improve teaching and learning, reduce alcohol and drug abuse, and reduce violent behavior in schools.
But how can you prove you're preventing something from happening? Kenneth Trump is CEO of National School Safety and Security Services. Schools pay his firm for advice on emergency preparedness and security. He says it doesn't make sense to demand proof of prevention.
There's no research or scientific evidence that pumping up billions of dollars into homeland security efforts will guarantee us any type of direction up or down in terms of the threats to homeland security, but we do so. Do we need to wait for more tragedies in our schools and have a federal study to justify restoring the money to protect our children in our schools?
Under the current system, states decide for themselves which schools get the money. Under the president's new proposal, schools would have to appeal directly to the federal government, and their programs would have to be a proven success. But this competitive process will hurt schools that already have a tough time, says Sue Tao, spokeswoman for the Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America.
That money ends up going to the school systems with the best grant writers, not necessarily the schools with the worst problems or small rural schools who don't have grant writers.
While the department may be touting its $87 million increase to the national grant system, Tao says it's the overall loss of more than $350 million that would really hurt.
So basically, they're going to wipe out the infrastructure for drug and violence prevention that's basically being delivered to almost every school-aged kid in America and replace it with something that will go to very few people.
The Education Department hasn't worked out all of the details, and the cuts still have to make it through the budget process. The Congressional Appropriations Committee is set to review the plan next month. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Washington.